Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm always so grateful that you're taking the time to listen to the Word of God. I'm praying that the Lord is helping you to grow in your walk with Him, that you're really gaining in your intimacy with the Lord. And not only during this time, but I encourage you, take time with the Lord on your own. Study the Word of God, not only in these places like Colossians where we are now, but all over the Bible. God is basically saying, I want to have a relationship with you, and He'll speak to your heart. That's why we go to Him in prayer before every time we study together. We want Him to be our teacher. And so pray with me, if you will, today. Heavenly Father, we do come to you and ask you to be our teacher. We know your words that you said you'd send the Holy Spirit and He would guide us into all truth. And Lord, we know that you said it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit that we could be able to live these things. And so we ask for the teaching and guidance of your Holy Spirit today. As we hold your word in our hands, I pray that our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears would be open to receive from you. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for doing so today. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Laboring and Working Mightily. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 29. Paul the Apostle told the church located in Colossae that his desire was to present every person perfect in Christ Jesus. And he preached, warned, and taught everyone he could about the glorious gospel which was given and provided by our Lord. In chapter 1 and verse 29 of his letter addressed to the church members in Colossae, Paul stated that he labored, strove, and acknowledged the Lord's might working in his life. We read, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily." The verse begins, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working." The word whereunto means to, towards, for, and among. And Paul states, I also labor, or to grow weary, tired, exalted, or exhausted with toil and burdens or grief, and to labor with wearisome effort. He added that he was striving, which is the Greek word agonizomai, from which we get our English word agonize, and means to enter a contest, contend in the gymnastic games, to contend with adversaries, fight, to struggle with difficulties and dangers, to endeavor with strenuous zeal, strive to obtain something. Paul said, according to his working, which is the word energia, and it means working or efficiency. Paul labored and agonized with great intensity. However, he knew it was by the Lord's energy and efficiency that he was able to do so. The verse goes on to say, which works in me mightily. Paul confirms once again that it was the Lord's power or energy which works, or to be operative, put forth power, to work for one, aid one, in effect, to be of an effect, to display one's activities, to show oneself operative in me mightily, or in strength, power, and ability. Though Paul was driven to labor, strive, preach, teach, and warn everyone he could about the gospel of Jesus Christ, he knew ultimately that the power and ability to do so came directly from the Lord. We should always remember from where our help comes from. Paul, or David, the great king and psalmist, wrote, "My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." And as we, as Paul, should always remember where we receive our energy, efficiency, and motivation to carry out his work. As we ponder this idea, let us recall all the times we have labored, striven, agonized, and worked in the kingdom of God and found the ability to do so. And as we are about the Father's business, may we always remember it is the Lord who empowers us to carry out his labors, and he is to receive all the glory for doing so. Next time, we begin a new chapter and see how Paul struggles for the Colossians. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.